Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why does Travis hate you guys?
What did What did we do to piss Travis off?
Nah,
it could have been.
He's got a bigger name on the other line. He's got to go.
Yeah, it could have been the pitch clock.
Yeah,
it could have been the pitch clock.
Pitch clock.
I think that's the one. And puppies.
No, so he's right. Emily said he's pulling a Mike Tomlin.
Yes.
Just walks away. Okay. Just walks away.
I don't know if you guys heard this at all. So Thursdays we do our draft. Most iconic voices. Em, can you give a little background to this? Why we picked this specifically?
All right. So it's James Earl Jones' birthday yesterday. And so it got me thinking, you know, James Earl Jones is known for his voice. He's voiced so many different things.
Baseball.
That there's a million other people where we know them almost more for their voice than anything else that we do. So that's why we did that draft.
Okay.
We kind of did a combination here. A lot of it is entertainment driven.
Sure.
Jorge, I think, probably has the best list.
It's a good list. I'm looking at it right now.
He went sports. But looking at them all, Em, if you want to walk through a couple of them that Travis picked, Jorge, and you guys can determine. And I know there's going to be always ones that we're missing. John probably says at the end, you're all idiots.
Right, you're all idiots.
Which is usually the theme.
Yes,
it is. So, Em, what's the list there?
All right, so Travis had James Earl Jones, so baseball.
Iconic.
Yeah.
First pick. That was the number one pick.
Baseball.
Baseball.
By the way, a little nugget.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones grew up a stutterer.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
To know.
Overcame
Bill
that.
Walton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So the next one that Travis picked, he got it on the turnaround. He got Werner Herzog. And so if you don't know who he is, this is his voice.
Yeah.
Now we test him. How do you feel about the high salaries of today's baseball players?
He's a German director, actor. He's awesome.
Yeah,
and then,
he's great.
Travis also had Christopher Walken.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
More cowbell.
Yeah, Walken's great. You ever heard Jay Moore do Walken?
Jay Moore does a great Walken.
Walken.
I would argue that now people do an impression of Jay Moore doing Walken because his Walken is so good.
Mm. All right, Jorge's. Mm-hmm. And play the probably the most iconic of them all.
So the second pick?
No. Well, okay. I was going to say this is Homer, right?
Oh, yeah. So this is Homer.
Mm-hmm. Who the devil are you?
Don't panic. Just come up with a good story. My name is Mr. Burns.
All right. So Dan Castellaneta was Jorge's first choice. And I feel like that was more of a protective
pick. That's a little reach for a first choice there,
Brianna. I don't know. Bart Simpson. We all know that name.
Doesn't Castellaneta do several voices on The Simpsons?
Yeah, he does a few of them, yeah.
Hank Azaria used to do several too, but he said like four of his voices have been canceled because, you know, you can't make jokes.
Yeah, you can't make jokes about Indian people.
Remember
anymore.
He did Apu, who owned the AMPM? Now he says I can't do it anymore because I'll get in trouble, so he doesn't do it.
How come I swear there's certain... I feel like South Park gets away with everything.
South Park does.
They don't care.
They don't care.
South Park and Curb get away with anything.
They want you to come after them. Yeah.
So it's cable.
Yeah, that's right. part of the storyline there. And round up the list, Vin Scully, John Madden, Jorge. John Madden, I actually, that's kind of an underrated one as well.
Just
as iconic as it gets. I did Morgan Freeman.
Great one.
Did Arnold.
Yep.
Did Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Only for his work on The Rock. That's it. None of his work. Only The Rock.
Yes.
And then Emily, what do you got there?
And Liam Neeson, obviously, for Taken and for playing Aslan in Chronicles of Narnia. And then I had Sam Elliott.
Excellent.
Love him. He has got a great voice. And I had Matthew McConaughey because I'm very much in the True Detective mindset right now. And McConaughey, all right.
So are you in the crowd that says this Jodie Foster True Detective is great?
It is excellent.
It is out there.
Yeah, it's excellent.
It is a mystery box show where you got to be like, excited about the mystery.
Okay.
And I think
it's a really interesting mystery.
Yeah.
It's a group disappearance.
And I love a polar bear showing up where a polar bear isn't supposed to be because a la Lost. But I think that the first season of True Detective is obviously the best season.
And by the way, the other lead in True Detective is an actress named Callie Reese, who is a professional boxer.
With HBO.
With HBO, right. And says she's not retired.
Yeah.
Says she's still... Okay. She's been off a couple of years, but she is just a natural.
Emily, were you a Lost fan?
I loved Lost.
Okay, I got a good Lost story. Okay. Mason's heard me tell this a million times, but it's I just love the fact that they did this. So when they shot the pilot for Lost, they shot it in Hawaii, and they went way over budget.
The most expensive pilot, I think, still.
Like, they had $1 million budget, and they spent something like $3 million, and it was like you couldn't. And so... ABC, owned by Disney, said to the executive in charge of ABC Entertainment at the time, a guy named Lloyd Braun, hey, you cannot do this again. You just blew up our budgets. I don't care how good you think this show is. You cannot go $2 million over budget. And Lloyd says, okay, I got it. But he knew, Lloyd Braun knew that the show was going to be a hit. So he told the creators, look, you guys do the show you want to do. I'll worry about the money. We're just going to do what we want, and we'll apologize later. So they shoot the first episode, and again, it goes like $1 million over budget. And the Disney guys say to Lloyd Braun, dude, if you do this again, you're fired. I don't know how to explain this to you, but you cannot. This isn't a blank check. And he goes, you guys don't understand. This is going to be a monster hit for us. Mm-hmm. And so, sure enough, second episode, they do it again. And they go to Lloyd Braun, and they say, you're fired. And he's out.
Wow.
And now the show has not aired yet.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then the show debuts to a massive number.
Kills it.
Gets all the money back on like the right after the pilot. So the creators sneak Lloyd Braun onto the soundstage after he's been fired and he's persona non grata on the lot. And you know at the beginning of any show where they do the flashbacks? So if you now go back and watch any episode of Lost, and the creators did this just to give a middle finger to the guys that fired him. The voice you hear when they go, previously on Lost, is Lloyd Braun.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And they did that as a thank you to him for sticking with him, and because the show wouldn't have even gone on the air without him.
Do you watch Lost?
No.
Okay. Season one, masterpiece. Yes. Everything that came after, stupid.
What the hell?
Did it still
everything
kill it?
After
did it
the best still, season.
Smoke still monster, vault in the ground. The first season was fantastic.
And you're in on all of it.
Finale, whatever. Finale, it's so good. I love a show where it just goes bonkers. It like you never solve everything because it makes you like a rabid fan. You go back and rewatch things. You go on Reddit and you go see what's going on.
Right.
You guys don't like Reddit. But like
here's my argument on Lost.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think they knew where it was going
after
season one. Most shows, they map out, okay, here are 5 years, and this we're going to
the direction.
Lost just started making stuff up as they went along.
Although, if you get the right combination of people, that Vince Gilligan will tell you today that he put every idea he had into season one of Breaking Bad because he was convinced there would never be a season two. Then season one hits. And they start going to work. And if you've watched all 5 seasons of Breaking Bad, it builds like a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Like season one is great. Season two's a little better. Season three is the introduction of Giancarlo Esposito, Gus Fring. That season is incredible. Season four is off the chart, and then they nailed the finale.
They were killing Pinkman, right? They were trying to kill Jesse in the very first season.
In the first season,
to change their idea. So if anyone out there, though, does like Lost, check out the show Yellow Jackets. It's essentially Lost, but with girls, a soccer team, kind of like the Uruguayan.
What network is Yellow Jackets
on? It's on Showtime. So if people have Showtime, but it's kind of the same thing where they have a 3-season plan. And they're on season two.
Okay.
So.
There's, by the way, there is a show about the, or a movie, I guess, about the Uruguayan.
Society of the Snow.
Society
it's
of the Snow.
Spanish. So.
It was made, that story was made previously. Frank Marshall directed. It was actually a really good movie. I've had people tell me, Watch Society of the Snow, and I'm like, no, I'm not watching a show with cannibalism.
I thought you were going to say I'm not watching a show with subtitles.
Oh, God.
No. I don't mind. By the way, I don't mind subtitles that much anymore.
But that's funny.
Every penny of that was worth it, because that first episode, it's epic. It's like a movie, and that's why it's great.
Mace, have you seen Zone of Interest?
No. Okay. I hear it is. Who saw it?
No, so I asked M. She's already seen it. I asked recommendation. I'm going to go see a movie on Saturday. I'm like, okay, which movie should I go see? She's been telling me about Godzilla Minus One, which I still haven't seen.
Right, which is supposed to be really good.
She said, here's two recommendations. The other one was Zone of Interest.
Ooh. I have friends that saw that movie who are like, oh.
Yeah, she said that.
But it super sticks with you afterwards, yeah?
It's a tough subject, and it's a subject that doesn't really get shown a lot. And it's something that you watch the entire thing, and you can't wait for it to be over. These are horrible people, and you're spending a lot of time with absolutely despicable people.
Yeah, I don't know if I need that in a Saturday afternoon movie.
I just thought Al might like it.
And I think it might be a Saturday afternoon movie. Thing is, the previews don't give enough off to where you think, oh my gosh, right? The previews don't.
No.
Because the previous minute and a half, whatever it was.
It is historical. So.
Her explanation, I'm like, yeah, that's, how do I sell that to Michelle?
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, I don't think you do.
Yeah.
I don't think you do. Go see Mean Girls, the musical. Yeah. It's either Mean Girls or Zone of Interest. Which way are you going to go?
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen it, John?
Not yet, but I will. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I love the first one, and I like musicals, I'm in on it.
You will enjoy it. There's a lot of good callbacks with a little slightly elevated jokes.
And I hear my girl Lindsay Lohan makes a very brief cameo.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yes, and I was trying to have Travis know that.
Who likes Lohan more, John or Trav? Because Trav
She's been on my radar for a long time.
Both of them will go on about Lindsay Lohan.
Well. Yeah. As you know, I love train wrecks, and she for a while was at the top of the train wreck list.
She's better now, right?
She's a little better.
No, she seems to have gotten
better.
Better.
Well, she got married. She's having a kid, or had a kid.
Okay. So she's adopting a normal life.
Half a mil for that. She got. It's literally like 10 minutes max.
Half a million bucks. Good for her.
It's a quality cameo, though, so you'll like it.
Okay, good.
A little bit of a heater here for the Lakers.
Last one. We're gonna get into this next, but. Last night, I thought, was their most complete game of the season. Mm. And I'll explain why. But did you stay for the game?
No, didn't stay for the whole game.
That game, I'm so glad Mason was there because he never goes. And he went last night. And you hit a monster parlay, which
we'll
get
into. Yeah, I
know.
Yeah.
But that game is why.
Okay.
Every team in the league is scared if the Lakers make the playoffs that they'll draw them in the first round. Because if they play like that, they can compete with anybody. And they dominated fast. They were ahead at the end of the first quarter. Headed halftime, blew it open in the third quarter. Way ahead on fast break points, way ahead on points in the paint, way ahead in points off of turnovers. Mm. They made their threes. If they play like that, they can go back to the Final Four. But, as you know, Slee, they don't always play like that.
They're just not consistent.
I think they're going to win tomorrow. I think they're going to win Sunday.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, Wednesday of next week gets interesting. Chicago, who beat us when we were there.
Yep.
And then the Clippers, who the Lakers have defeated twice. And the Clippers are hot. So, but I think they're building something. They're getting it right.
All right, Michael's going to be proud of me. You know how he plans out his in-and-out trips?
Yeah.
Right.
Michael, he went last night.
And I love the way he plans it out. He's got paper plates in the car. He's got condiments in there.
Oh, there is a system.
Mace, he's not messing around when he goes.
Oh, God.
I'm going to In-N-Out right when we're done here.
Right.
So it's a good little send-off here. Brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Always fresh, made to order at In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason Island coming up next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon.
What is a karma award?
Wait. What was that?
What was what?
Laura did not growl.
Well,
Laura,
did you, are you backing out of the growl again?
No. She did something else.
What did you do now?
I go, meow.
Oh, no, we're not a cat show. This is not a cat show. This is a dog show.
Yeah, you growl.
You growl, Laura.
Arr!
Thank you.
All right, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
There you go.
Good Karma has got, the company we work for now, Good Karma has got company-wide awards for like internal and kind of like the Mandy's. We give ourselves awards. Now, Bergman, were you on the award show presentation today?
Yes, I was seeing all of that.
Anything I need to know?
No, you're good. No, you're on it. There's going to be talked about later. You heard it in the open. You're going to talk about how you were a part of one of the awards.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm excited.
You, Morales, Cappy.
Congrats.
Yeah, me, Morales, and Cappy.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, I am so glad that all of you were there. Everybody but Brian was at the game last night.
Yes.
I invited him.
And you said no, Brian?
Had some plans.
Okay.
Had some plans.
Bigger names on the
Bigger
other
names.
Line.
Allison
other
said
right,
no.
So, a couple of observations. Laura, you don't
Not
go
why.
A ton, but when you go, don't we normally win?
Yes. So, the only time they lost is when I took one of my friends, and she tends to have bad juju. And I told her, I said, listen, I've been, every time I've gone, they've won. Every game I've gone. And I took her and they got blown out. That was a Suns game.
Okay.
And then,
so she's
yes,
out.
She's out. She can't
come. Yeah, she's a jinx. No
and
more.
And then yesterday I went by myself and they won.
There you go.
So my streak is back.
All right. And Mace, you went.
Yeah.
Now, all right. So several questions for you.
Okay.
Number one, how long did you stay?
Halftime.
Okay.
Yeah. It was
so
up
you missed the third quarter, which where they just went off.
Here's the thing. No, because I left at halftime, I got to see the third quarter from my massage chair.
Oh, good.
So I watched the second half of the game from the massage chair, which beats, I mean, the suite is fantastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's up there. It's not so much about watching the game. The game is on and it's going on, but it's a lot of, you know, meet and greet and schmooze
right.
and all that
you
kind
gotta
of stuff.
You got to be on.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be on.
Okay. So did you get into the patio?
Oh, it's a good story. Bergman was right there with me.
What happened?
I took a video of it, actually.
Yeah, so I thought...
Well, I should have sent that to you.
I'm not going to... First of all, I texted Jay Moore early in the day. He said he's not going to be there. He wasn't at the game last night. So I'm standing there by the patio, me, Bergman, a couple other people.
Yeah, I'm sending you the video.
And I decided, well, you know, I'm just going to walk up. Everybody says, just walk in.
That's what we said. Hey, just go walk in.
So I walked up to the host stand at the patio. And I said, Steve Mason, I'm on the list. And they said, we don't have a list. you need a patio pass. And I'm like, oh.
Well, okay, can I tell you, your first mistake.
Was even asking?
This is what you do next time you're there.
Okay.
walk in like you own the place, and then right when you get like 5-6 steps from the door, fake phone call. But
just
keep walking.
Good. I like that.
And they won't stop you.
Bergman, I thought I wasn't going to turtle. Like, I was going to take a shot.
You did not turtle. I'm actually proud of you for not turtling. It's just a very funny
I just video. Had to lie to try to get in. I am on the list.
What you're supposed to do is just act like you belong there and just walk in
mm-hmm.
and not stop at the
well,
the
front. I mean, then you're breaking some sort of
no,
patio
that's how
law.
You get into
that's patio
bars,
law.
That's how you get into clubs. That's how you do things.
That's how I get in a lot of places.
I've barge right in.
Too. No, you just walk in like you're supposed to be there
okay.
and just walk right
well,
in.
Well, I'm on the list. I assumed there would be a list.
No, you walked up and said, hi there, I'm Steve Mason. I'm on the list.
Wait a minute, I didn't say it like that. I said, Steve Mason, on the list. I didn't say
like
didn't.
That. It wasn't Steve Mason, on the list.
I didn't say, yes, I am on the list for the patio club.
Sir, I'm really sorry to bother you right now.
I know Jay Moore.
I am Steve Mason, and I would like to really get inside
like
of
that.
Your patio.
It
please.
Was not like that.
All right, so you didn't get into the patio.
I did not.
And then for the game, you stayed in the suite?
Yep, went up to the suite. Which was fun. Everybody was there. Boy, you know, the whole station kind of shows out for the suite, and there were a lot of great partners there and all kinds of stuff. And it was really fun. The other thing that happened was Pepe had his wave.
Now, here's the thing.
We have video of this, too, by the way.
You were all there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. You were all there. I have been telling Pepe for years. It is the weirdest because Pepe is a great guy,
fantastic guy,
but he is in complete denial about something that's been going on for 15 years.
Oh my God!
No one waves back at him, and so I look down, and there are three people. You and Bergman and Laura are demonstrably waving with both
really
hands,
waving like this.
Like you're trying to signal help on a desert island.
Totally not only that, true. I was saying, wave to Pepe.
Yeah.
I was yelling wave to
honest,
Pepe.
I'm going to ask all three of
you.
Honest answer. Laura Romo.
Okay.
Did you see anyone other than the three of you in the entire building wave?
Yes.
Who?
Okay, so George Briones, who was next to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
George.
Well, you said besides us three.
Right. Who was not paid to be there.
Yes, no. And well, me neither and I. But also, there was, I looked up in the 300s and there was a few people. And people that were at the game tweeted saying that they were in the 300s.
Greg, did you see anyone wave at Pepe with your own two eyes?
With my own two eyes.
That
I
doesn't
saw,
work here.
This is how many people I've seen. Zero. There was not one.
Mace, honest answer, anybody who doesn't work here, did you see wave?
No.
Okay. This happens.
It's just me that saw.
Now watch this. This happens every single game. And Pepe will come in here tomorrow because Pepe and Michael are in tomorrow. Lakers Nets tomorrow at Crypto. And he will get mad at the mere suggestion that no one waves back. And it is an absolute fact.
Okay.
I've
there's
been
video
looking
now.
High and low.
Yeah, there is video.
Anyone.
Yeah.
And it's and Pepe just sits up there and waves like he's the homecoming king. And he just waves up there and there's no one waving back.
I'd like
back.
To defend Pepe on this. Mm-hmm. You don't. Nobody actually waves back when somebody salutes the crowd. He's just saluting the crowd.
What are you talking
He's
about?
He's saluting the crowd.
No, he doesn't.
He's like, boom, he looks, thank you.
No, if he did that, I would give him a pass.
On the voice of Pepe Mantilla.
But he looks right, and he waves, and then he looks left, and he waves, mm-hmm. and then he looks at Michael and I, who wave at him, so he doesn't feel like he's like no one is waving, and he waves to us. But no one else waves back that isn't paid to be there. It just doesn't happen. And I will let Pepe defend himself tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, wait, just texted me. He's
oh,
listening.
God.
He says, you have to look to the 300 section. I did, Pepe. No one.
Now, I'll be honest. I did not look to the 300 section.
I will stare at it tomorrow. I'll take Michael's binoculars, Greg, and I'll look. Now, do we have time for this? No. When we come back.
You have Pepe, by the way, says, you just go into the patio. Come on, Mace.
That's okay. Right.
When we come back, Mace.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most amazing Mason and Ireland stories of all time. Our show, perhaps, saving lives and property.
Wow, saving lives.
And property.
And property, okay.
We should receive a community service award for this, or at least the guy who did it.
Yes.
Should, and I'll explain next.
Okay, we got that coming up for you. In the meantime, let me tell you about Hyundai. I got a partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealers. The moment I did, I went out and I got an Elantra, a beautiful hybrid Elantra, which I love. And if you're not in a Hyundai right now, you got to check them out. You can check out the adventure-ready Santa Fe, the fun-to-drive Kona, the Sonata, which is very, very cool and stylish. Or how about the spectacular 2024 Ioniq 6, which is the EV that will change your life. I'm telling you, with next-level tech and safety features, Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly journey wherever life takes you. Advantages include available class-exclusive digital key and available remote smart parking assist. And because the road ahead should be as worry-free as possible, you also get complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles and 10 years of America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile in a brand new Hyundai. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com. Or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Lakers win last night. They
Old
beat Dallas.
School talking heads.
Yeah.
Good work, Brian.
Love David Byrne. Fantastic. Ireland, we apparently are stopping crime. We are Crime Stoppers.
Yes, we are. Now, I'm going to have Greg tell this story because I met this guy very briefly. But, Greg, you actually had him send you the video. Explain what I'm talking about.
So a guy that walked up to me said he talked to you before, John. His name is Sean Malavia. And so he says that he leaves Mason in Ireland on in his house when he leaves the home on his Alexa so that it's constantly playing.
Okay.
He then said, "You saved my house."
Mm. So he's got a Ring doorbell.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, that has the video.
Yeah.
So two guys broke in, right?
So two guys went into the back of his house, and you could see on the Ring camera, you can see them kind of looking around and trying to, like, listen in into what's going
right,
on in the
right,
house.
Yeah.
They leave because they heard you two on the air.
See?
And, you know, anyone who knows me knows that my number one priority is stopping crime.
Yes.
And
McGruff.
I, frankly, I've never been prouder.
Yeah, no, I think that's...
It's amazing.
Yeah, what do you play something at home when you're not there, Greg, like for your dog?
I might start.
Do you?
I might start.
I don't
also.
Now.
You don't play anything for your dog? You don't leave the TV on for Murphy?
I do. Like this morning, I left at 6 in the morning.
Right.
And I leave it on for
yeah,
him. But
I mean,
if like Lisa, Jack, and I leave to go to dinner, we don't leave it on
oh,
for
Oh, see,
him.
I always leave something on. Do you leave something on for Lola?
No, because Lola will attack them if they come into my
really?
House.
Oh, right. Lola's just, yeah.
Lola's a guard dog.
Yeah.
And actually, then, she's not. She's the sweetest thing in the world. And would
sweet.
Just roll over onto her stomach and say, pet me.
Brian, do you leave something on for Copper when you leave?
Not yet. We I would think about it, though, because I used to do that for my old dog, like a nice little movie or something, yeah?
Yeah, we always joke that...
I used to leave on Animal Planet for Reagan, and but he never reacted.
We always joke that Sophie is 17 years old. 17 years old, she's really old, and she likes Fox News Channel, so we leave Fox News Channel on.
Well, you could tell Sophie to move to Orange County with the rest of the...
Exactly.
You know, the, yeah.
Exactly. So last night, I was watching that game so close.
I'm very glad that this was the game you decided to hone in on.
Yeah.
Because this is the team, Mace, that everyone around... Like, when I talk to broadcasters around the league,
mm-hmm.
they will say to me, how in God's name are you a 500 team?
Right.
This is the best team we've seen all year, and I've heard it multiple times. And what I think, we're now like one game past the halfway mark.
Right.
And we have a better record than we did last year. I think what they needed the first half of the season was to hone in on a lineup. This is not to say they won't make a trade. I think they probably will.
Yep.
I think that Rob will tweak around the edges. I don't know if we'll get any major people, but I now believe that if they start that core four,
mm-hmm.
D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and use that other spot. Last night they started Torian Prince.
Right.
But you could put Rui in there. You could put Jared Vanderbilt in there. You could put Christian Wood in there. Even Max Christie looks good. That's the way to go. If those four players lead our team in minutes played, we're going to be in most games. And you got to see it up close.
Yeah.
This is why nobody wants to play the Lakers. Even though they're going to be a lower-end seed, they're going to be probably 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're a really tough out because of LeBron and AD. And AD's playing at the height of his powers right now.
Yeah, and AD's unbelievable right now.
The question is, consistency. Why can't they do that all the time? And so they've got a 6-game homestand. When I say homestand, I'm including the Clipper home game.
Right.
So 6 games at Crypto, even though technically they're the road team for the Clipper game. They are now 2-0.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow night they'll go 3-0.
Yeah.
Sunday, Portland, 4-0. Brooklyn. And then Chicago and the Clippers to finish it out, and then we go on the Grammy trip.
Yeah.
But I think if they go 6-0, in those games, then they're on to something. Then now you're like, okay, they've figured it out, and nobody's going to want to play them.
Okay. What about this? Last night, Dallas had a terrible three-point shooting night. They were 11 of 40.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that any time the other team shoots 30% or less from three, that the Lakers have a puncher's chance. And
okay.
I thought that was a huge function. I mean, they shot so badly.
Right.
I mean, Hardaway was 0-for-7 from three.
Right.
So I think that any time they hold down the other team's 3-point shooting, they got a chance, whether that's defending it or just teams missing looks.
Well, here's the thing. At some point, Oklahoma City shot terrible from three.
Terrible
too.
From three, yeah.
At some point, you got to credit the Laker defense because think about this. They forced 15 Dallas turnovers.
Yes.
And outscored the Mavs 20-8 in points off of turnovers. The Lakers only had 11 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
They also had 8 steals.
Yep.
Compared to just 4 for Dallas. When they do that, when they get steals and force turnovers, that's when the fast break starts. And the Lakers are an excellent fast break team. You could make the argument LeBron is the greatest fast break player in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
When he gets going downhill,
get in the way of him at
he's
your
either
own.
Going right to the basket and dunking it or laying it in, or he had a pass last night, a bounce pass to Austin Reeves.
Yes.
At full speed that I couldn't even believe he tried to throw. But here's the thing. Here's the number that you want to watch. If the Lakers are, and when I say this, I mean when they dominate. When they dominate fast break points,
mm-hmm.
they almost always win. Last night, it was 32-7 in fast break points. If the Lakers score 32 fast break points, the other team is screwed.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the question that all the people come back at me with all the time is, well, then why are they 21-21? And I don't know. I don't know why they – that what you saw last night was how they played in Vegas for the last two games of the in-season tournament. They just rolled people.
Yeah.
And last night it looked like that team. And by the way, Anthony Davis is starting to figure out how to pass out of the post. Anthony Davis had 9 assists last night. He's 1 assist away from his second triple-double in 3 games.
Yeah.
But the 9 assists, most of them went to Russell. And this is why I've been saying for a long time, if the Lakers could go out and trade for a lockdown 3-point shooter, a really good shooter, that guy would feast. Last night, D'Angelo Russell's shot was on, 5 out of 7 from 3.
Yeah.
That's why we're throwing out names like Luke Kennard and Doug McDermott and all these people we want. If Russell shoots 5 of 7 from 3, the Lakers are home. But it's a consistency issue.
Right.
There's a reason they're 21-21. And it's because they don't always play like you saw last night. But when they do, everybody doesn't want to play them. And I keep telling people, look at the West, okay?
Yep.
Boston's the best team I've seen in person. So if the Lakers get to the finals and run into Boston, I think the Celtics would be favored and be really hard to beat. But the only team in the West that I would pick to beat the Lakers in a 7-game series, even right now, even though the Lakers are 10th, is Denver. I think we've gone toe-to-toe with Minnesota. We've beaten OKC twice. We've beaten the Clippers twice. We just beat Dallas. We beat New Orleans by 44. I mean, the Lakers have what it takes to win a 7-game series like that, but they've got to develop some consistency.
Well, the other thing is, you know, we've talked about the month of January where they in
get
LA
all these
a lot.
Home games. Yeah, 15-7 at home now. By the way,
15, and I think they're 4-4 now in the month of January.
And like basically the opposite on the road. They're like 6-14 on the road.
Yeah,
or something.
Sure. I'll tell you what, you got to beat the bad teams though, and these next two are bad teams.
And they have a.
You got to beat Brooklyn, and you got to win on Sunday.
They have a tendency, the Lakers do, to play to the level of the competition, regardless of what the competition is.
Yeah.
In other words, so Oklahoma City comes in, second best team in the West, the Lakers play great. A bad team comes in here and the Lakers can't beat them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what you're right. They need to. And what I loved about last night was up by 6 at the end of the first quarter, which has been a problem. You know, they fell behind by 8 right out of the gate, like they always do, but they came back. Up by 6 at the end of the first, up by 2 at the half, then they blow it open in the third. And LeBron and AD didn't have to play the whole fourth quarter, which is important because we're in a stretch now where there aren't any back to backs until next week. And the Lakers are taking advantage of that by not playing LeBron and AD 45 minutes like they were earlier in the season.
Exactly. So I made a Mythical Money bet yesterday.
This is a great bet.
Whenever we do Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks daily fantasy sports made easy. I had AD over 27.5 points.
But you know what's amazing?
Scored 28.
Right. I was just going to say that.
LeBron over 1.5 threes he made.
Pay attention to what the numbers were that you bet on.
Yes.
And in almost every case, you made it just over the top.
Austin Reaves over 5.5 assists. I think he finished with
six.
He finished with six.
And it happened just before he got pulled out of the game.
I texted you almost instantaneously when he got that last assist. So that gives me 30K, right?
30K.
I'm off to very good mythical money start.
Yeah, but you used to mock me when I said, you got to bet parlays, man. That's where the fun is. Now you're betting parlays.
Yeah, here's it. I tend to win mine. You tend to lose yours.
Not true. I'm the parlay king.
Bergman.
No.
Who's
Mace
got a better?
Is now the parlay king.
I am the parlay king.
All right,
he has three wins on a parlay. You have one.
Great. Yeah. Who won Mythical Money last year?
Oh, well, because you didn't bet.
You didn't
who
bet.
Won
you
won.
Didn't bet. You won.
It was okay. Soft. You
who's
didn't
the
bet
only
the last weekend.
Actually, Jorge should have won. But.
Okay, who's the only person to win Mythical Money twice since we've been doing it?
Jorge, but he wasn't on the show anymore, so we took him off. So you.
Thank you.
Yeah. But that has nothing to do with parlay kings.
Right. No, that's all I do is parlays.
But part of it is betting huge amounts of mythical money, which I think is the big thing. And Brian, you were so soft at the end. You did not make a bet at the very end of the season.
I thought I could settle and still
win. You know what you did? You pulled a McVay. You at the end of the game.
I
at the end of the game,
coach.
You punted.
You punted.
I did.
Yeah,
that didn't
is
work.
Sad.
I thought it would work though. Yeah.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You can't win if you don't bet. You didn't bet.
Well, if you would have lost, then I would have won.
Yeah, but you were. I was only going to bet if you bet.
It's the same thing. If the Lions would have got.
He didn't bet, so you had to bet.
No, Brian. Had you bet, you would have forced me to bet. I would have had to.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
That was on me.
Oh, by the way,
year one,
Bergman. We need to have a conversation. Let's do it now.
Is it a good conversation or a bad?
I think you'll appreciate where I'm going here.
Okay.
We cannot, the two of us, one of us has to rise up and take Mason down in game of games.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
He cannot win twice in 6 months after not winning at all for 4 years. Now, I tied him yesterday. I have three and he has three. How many do you have this month?
I have two, so I'm right there. And Brian has two. Okay.
Brian has two, yeah.
I'm counting on both of you in there not to let Mason win another month.
Month of the Mace!
Yeah, that's what we'll hear. That's what we will hear nonstop. If
what a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
Just so you were clear on how this is working, in September, Mason won. October was me, Sedano, and Ireland all winning the month because we all tied.
Right.
Then November was me. December was me.
Right.
So January
is
you
me.
You got to step up, man.
What are you talking about? I'm tied for first. What I'm telling you is get your competitive juices going. Between the two of us, we cannot lose to him.
I am totally in agreement with you. I just cannot
He'll
play another Pepe game.
He'll be insufferable if he wins twice.
Aww.
It's actually 4 months you would be, because you won in September or October.
It'd be 2 and 5 months.
2 and 5 months?
Yeah, after not winning at all in 4 years.
That's a trend.
It's not
going to
happen.
That's a trend.
We got to squish him. This is like when the Clippers get all cocky when they win 10 games
in
a row.
Don't compare me to the Clippers.
No, you are the Clippers.
I am not the Clippers.
You were up 3-1 and now you're tied 3-3. I'm sorry.
It's a long month. What is it?
Laura, it's your game today, right?
It is, yeah.
All right, without telling us what the game is, who do you favor?
Ooh, so,
It's not Mason.
I think it might be Brian or you.
Okay.
Oh, who's you?
Okay.
There's
Ireland.
Other people. Okay.
Ireland, sorry. Well, he asked the question. I did practice on Cody and Graham just to make sure it was good because, you know.
And it worked, so you
and
tested the game.
I did, and they both liked it, and Cody kicked butt.
Oh, good.
Thursday, by the way, next Thursday, so 1 week from today, worth two.
Okay. That's when the two-a-days start.
We're grinding away through the month. All right, coming up next for you, you're going to spin the wheel of questions. Plus, I think I figured out a world record that I can break.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. Oh, this is a good one. I was hoping this would come
out.
Okay. So you guys know that I'm into cryotherapy.
Yes.
And that I do all the ads for iSpot Active.
Right.
By the way, flash sale continuing today on iSpot Active.
Oh, nice.
Flash 710, you get 30% off.
Cool.
iSpotActive.com. Check it out. So I did not know this until somebody sent it to me, but for the purposes of this question, the only person on the show that is single right now is Greg. But for the purpose of this question, everybody assume you're single.
Okay, got it. Yep.
I don't have to try
hard. In Santa Monica, they do a thing called ice bath speed dating.
Oh, interesting.
All right? So here's the idea. Laura, pretend that I'm single, you're single. I say, hey, I've got an idea. I'll pick you up at 8. We're going to an ice bath speed dating thing. And here's how it works. There's a big cold tub. filled with ice. You know, that helps with information. Yeah, right. Feel better. You get in one side of the tub, I get in the other side of the tub, and that's the start of the date. We're both in a cold tub together. Would any of you be willing to try this? Greg, you first.
Sure, why not? I don't want to sit there freezing and like shaking while I'm drying.
You would be.
Well, you would be.
I mean, if you've ever tried to.
It's an ice bath.
If you ever sprain an ankle and try and put your foot in an ice bucket, it's like incredibly hard to keep it in there.
Yeah, I mean, I would try it because it sounds different, but also it means I got to take my shirt off.
Right.
And, all that. Yeah,
and you're in a bathing suit and you're in the cold tub and you're staring at your date who is also in the cold tub.
Yeah, let's give it a shot. Let's do it.
Try it.
Laura, what do you say?
Set me up with it. I'll go do it tomorrow.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to look it up. I want to see what happens when Bergman goes
I don't think so. A lot of things change, if you know what I mean, you know, when there's cold. So
as George Costanza once asked,
shrinkage.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Brian, I would get an idea. Ice bath speed dating. Are you in or out?
I think I'm kind of in. I think I'd try that, you know, especially as like a first date. It's a perfect icebreaker, you know. No pun intended.
I always say you can meet your special someone anywhere, and that includes in an ice bath. I would give it a go.
Now,
I've done speed dating. It was normal on dry ground, but I would totally try it.
I am a cryotherapy fan. I do it almost every day. I put on my IceBot active shirt almost every day. This is the dumbest idea ever.
Really? Why? Mm-hmm.
Because ice baths are uncomfortable as hell. You don't want to. Why would you subject somebody to be miserable? Why would you go on a date and the start of the date is, let's both be miserable?
Well, and
naked.
But in this case, both parties are choosing to be in the bath. Nobody's being forced to be in the ice.
I'm not getting in. No, but this is what you should do. If you want to ice, use IceBot Active. It's a better way to ice. You don't want to go sit in a cold tub with another person.
Right.
Because then it becomes, Greg, if you're on this date and your girl's sitting across the way and you're in the tub and you're freezing, you're like, I want to get out. Now you got to say, well, am I a wuss if I get out before she does? I don't know. This is a terrible idea for a first date.
I think you're actually looking at it kind of wrong. One of the biggest things that it's like you're self-conscious about is about the way you look and the way you look without a shirt on or in a bathing suit or whatever it is. Both of you are no longer in that sense. You're no longer in that. You're now seeing each other with nothing on except for bathing suits.
Yeah. Right.
You have nothing to be. If you like what you see in front of you, it's there.
Plus, it gives you something to talk about.
Right.
Damn, it's cold.
It's like naked and afraid.
Damn. It gives you something
to talk
about.
It's cold for me. Isn't it cold for you?
I would rather go to that other place in North Hollywood and throw axes.
Oh, it's
fun.
That's a
better first
date. Oh, I
want to
do that.
Why would you choose intentionally to make someone miserable on the first date? And by the way, that girl is leaving as soon as the date's over and calling her girlfriends and saying, listen to what this idiot
did.
Made me do.
But you're saying it's speed dating,
it's
so you have to do it
dating.
Multiple times.
Right. Yeah, you've got to jump
you're not
in
just
multiple
doing one.
Ice baths.
Terrible idea.
Also, you have to have a good body to do this.
Oh, well, I have a body like The Rock, so it's not a problem for me.
That's
but
always what I think about.
I'm in that iron
fully
claw
ripped
if
you right
yeah,
now.
If they, that's the term people use to describe me often, Greg, fully ripped. But why would...
Swole.
Yeah, that's a word that gets thrown around with me a lot.
Michael Thompson's jealous.
The idea that you would choose as a first encounter with someone something that makes you both miserable is dumb. It's a bad move.
But it's a good story. So let's say something
How
does
did you
work
meet?
Out.
Well, we were in this.
We met in a cold tub.
Yeah, this is the craziest story. We just decided this. Let's be weird and let's do a cold tub speed dating thing. We met. We really liked each other. And look at this.
Bergman, have you ever done speed dating?
No.
No. Anybody?
I would do it.
No.
Nobody. I've done it. It actually...
I always wanted to.
I probably got, the last time I did it, I probably got 3 dates out of it.
See,
you go.
That's pretty good.
See, but like, what are you talking? You see the same thing over and over and over.
No, because if you're creative, you're good.
You got to be creative every single time because they can also hear you next to you.
I mean, if they're doing a good job, no.
Yeah, but you sit down with somebody, you're like, oh yeah, there's something here. Or move to the next table.
So, Mace, you said you found a world record you think you can break.
Yes, okay, I sent it to you.
All right, let me take a look.
There is, my friend Rajiv sent this Instagram video, and the record is for most hugs in 1 minute by an individual. It is 88. And you see how he's doing it. He's just grabbing people really quick, moving on. It's like a long line of people. Now, don't you think even I could do that?
No.
Oh, come on.
You know why?
Why?
You would fall down.
I would not fall down.
You're the most uncoordinated person I've ever met.
All I'm doing is rapidly hugging people.
Yeah, my first thought, though, when I saw this is, oh, this guy is a lot more athletic, though. So right. Same kind of thing.
Oh, come on. There is no athleticism involved in hugging.
That was a shot for Brian. But I just beat you in a bagging challenge, and I'd never bagged in my life.
But I know how to. I know how to hug real fast.
Since when?
Since
now.
No.
You had 8 screws and a plate in your foot. Somebody faster than you.
All he's doing is hugging people. His foot's not important.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've ever seen you hug one person in my life.
I'm a big hugger.
Not one person.
No, I've seen him hug, but he can't do.
No, I'm a big hugger.
He can't be as fast as this guy.
I cannot think of
one time. There's nothing
you
particularly
somebody.
And when
you
do great
it's like
about
a,
this
like
guy.
A side hug, you know, when you turn your whole body and go to the
wait,
side.
Wait, Mace, does he stand still and the line moves?
Correct.
Or does he move?
He stands still. The line, the people come flying by him. Quick hug, move. Quick hug, move. Quick hug, move.
Game
now,
changer.
I could stand still.
Well, so you're totally dependent on the line.
Correct. You need a very serious line and people flying through.
I think
what
I could beat Mace
stops
on this.
Yeah, I do too. I would bet on anyone against, if we had a contest, like we set up everyone that works here in the hallway.
I'm bigger, so people reach me faster.
I would, because Mason's not athletic, I think somebody that's quick would beat him. He has no quickness.
But he's standing still.
I have good fast twitch muscles.
You
that's
absolutely
what they say
do
about
not.
Fast
not
twitch muscles.
You have to be able to do this, like over each.
Yeah, big deal. You just go like
quickly
this.
You're hugging.
Hug.
You have to go at different angles.
Any
get the ones where we go on top, one on bottom.
Athleticism is
there's
not
no
for you.
Athleticism in this thing.
Greg,
he's just hugging people.
Any record that involves athleticism is not for Mace.
No, absolutely not. The last thing you should be doing. And is this Ireland? This is like the least thing you'd ever want to do.
Oh, yeah. Ireland's never
want
to do. He's a fist bumper.
Michael and I have single handedly been trying to bring back the bow.
Yeah.
But it's not working.
The fist bump. I like how I've seen you do it multiple times where you put your fist out, they put their hand out, and you just leave your fist right there.
Yeah.
Until they fist bump you.
And occasionally it doesn't work. And if they don't pull the hand back, then I got to shake. And then I ask Michael if I can borrow his Purell. Especially now that everybody's like, Mace was just talking about how he's got this cough he can't shake.
For the last like 6 weeks now.
Everybody now in January and February is fighting off cold and flus. And the more hands you shake, the more likely you are to get it.
Right.
So the bump is in great. And if I could bring back the bow would be awesome. But I don't think, Michael and I have been trying to bring back the bow for a long time. Brian, see if you can find the clip from Curb Your Enthusiasm with the bow that's in the system. This was not an original thought by Michael and I, but there was a Curb episode where Larry was dealing with a lot of Japanese people.
Right.
And he said that he could... He wanted to adopt the bow.
Right.
Here's how it went down on Curb.
Yes, I am fluent, yes.
Oh, I noticed that when you apologized to this man, you gave him a rather deep bow, almost 90 degrees.
Yes. Yeah. I spilled ice cream, so I'm very sorry. So I apologized to him, yes.
Yes. Now, the other night, a Japanese fellow apologized to me.
Yes.
But he only went down a few degrees, kind of like that.
Like that?
Yeah.
Oh. That is not apology to you. No, he was not sorry at all.
He wasn't sorry?
No. He a little dismissive of you.
Dismissive?
Yes. Yes.
I got a dismissive bow?
Yes. A little bit bow.
Bow.
Bow. Bow.
Bow. Bow. I got. Yes. I got bow.
No bow would be better than that bow.
No bow better.
Little insulting to you.
Not the bow like that. Not sorry at all.
No.
A little bitty bow.
I'm sorry to tell you, but that was not apology.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
There it is.
Some clarity.
So I want to bring back, by the way, the word that we were beeping was Chet.
Yeah, Chet.
But
as Pepe wouldn't say.
But
Chet.
See, then Mace, everyone you meet, it would be how many degrees do you go with the bow?
Sure. Like,
so if you meet, like if Kate Beckinsale were there, I would have to do a very deep.
Oh, you'd get
but
on your knees.
If it was, somebody I don't like, it's like.
Right, you know, just a half-assed.
Like, go down like a
bow.
Degree.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But see, important people, you'd bow deep.
Oh, yeah. Like, or at your place of work, you would bow to people that, you know, that you want to get along
so
with.
So I want you go fist butt. You make it very clear you're going to fist bump.
Yeah, here, like, I'll do this with you. Hold on.
Okay. So,
sir,
yeah, Ireland.
Meet me and try and shake my hand.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Pleasure Steve. To meet you, man.
And you immediately go to the, you change the grip
well,
almost right
tight.
Away. Yeah, keep tight.
I keep the right arm tight with a fist, and Michael and I have mastered it because we probably meet like 100 fans a game.
Oh, sure.
And they'll come by the table, and so we'll just stick out a fist and
it works.
Yeah.
So nobody is in on the 88 hugs.
No,
go ahead.
It requires you to be athletic. I think anything that requires you to be athletic is not
it
good.
It requires you to stand there.
Right, but you'll fall.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
I want you to pull up the video of the mace plant
no,
and tell
I've
me.
Seen the video of the mace plant. Yeah, you always pick out my worst moments instead
of my best
moments. Pull up
the video of the swim race where I lapped you.
The swim race, I did not fall.
Pull up the video of the first All-Star softball game. Pull up the video of the second All-Star
you
softball game.
You still have bruises.
Wow. No, the first All-Star softball game, I did not get hurt at all.
But, Mace, you still
the
have,
second one I did scuff
you
everything
have
on.
You still have bruises and lesions from the second softball game, which was like
I
a
do.
Year
my,
ago.
I still have a mark on the palm of my hand where I went down in that
I'm
game.
I'm all for player safety. Nothing that involves athleticism should be on Mason's docket. That's
did you get
I
a
say.
Bloody face in the first softball game?
No. I don't think I had any injury in the first softball game. I mean, I'm trying to be
you know
honest
we,
and transparent.
You know
we probably
obviously,
have video.
You know what we could break?
I'm sure there's video of it if it happens.
What's the longest anybody's ever been uninterrupted on the air?
Oh, it's a week and a half.
Oh,
it's,
really?
No, some guy, in fact, there's some guy in Baltimore who said, a little bit like Ally McKay, I'll stay on the radio till the Orioles win. And they didn't win
for like a month,
a week and a half. And the guy stayed away. And he says, after he did it, he says, I was never the same. Staying up that long and doing it that long,
okay.
Never the same. So I'm never going to beat that one. Never going to beat that one. All right, 2 o'clock call of the daytime. What did you think of the Lakers last night? Ireland is incredibly enthusiastic.
I am, but it was a great win.
I
am concerned about consistency.
Yes.
Like, if they could do what they did last night for the rest of the season, we are in great shape. But 21-21, who was it, Bill Parcells? You are what your record says
you are.
You
are what your record says you are.
They've got to find a way to do that every night.
All right, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. By the way, also coming up, I scratched out a little starting lineup for the Dodgers and a little starting rotation for the Dodgers because I was, after the game last night, I was like kicking around on the internet. And so I put that together. We'll do that coming up for you. 877-710-ESPN for 2 o'clock call of the day. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.